Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Stacey, Stacey's called the Opinion Line. It is five. Stacey, you're a Leaving Cert candidate and you reckon... Yeah. Predicted grades are the only option. Why would that be?
Well, first of all, I'd like to preface, so thank you so much for having me on air. I truly appreciate it.
Could you get a tiny bit closer to the phone, Stacey, if you would?
Yeah, of course. Is this any better?
That's better. Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And thank you for giving me an outlet to actually voice my opinion. It seems nowadays it's become more and more difficult for the youth of Ireland to have an outlet to face their opinion with. But I suppose, in regards to the way you phrased it, I don't truly feel that it's the only option. I do feel as though predicted grades, the hybrid model, as the TDs are now calling it, from last year, is the most ideal situation for Leaving Cert this year. And to put it simply, I think that it's not right to go into a normal Leaving Cert in a time where the world isn't normal, specifically Ireland, I suppose. And my biggest thought behind this, I suppose, the biggest reasoning I have for this is, if you look at it this way, right, there is one Leaving Cert paper, and let's say, thankfully, myself, I have not been in sixth year this year. I have not been a close contact. I've not gotten COVID. I've been very, very lucky to be in peak health condition. But in saying that, there's a lot of my friends and a lot of people I know throughout the country, because I've been in talking to people and getting feedback about this, so I was sure before I came on air about what I was saying. A lot of people have missed countless days of school due to the fact that they're a close contact or even have COVID themselves. And on top of that, I suppose you need to realise as well, a lot of people, students, didn't end up going for the vaccination. So if you're not vaccinated, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's actually a longer time you must do for a close contact in comparison to people that are vaccinated. So although I understand that people are taking that decision to not be vaccinated, they're missing out on extra days of school. So what I'm trying to get to is somebody as me, who has missed no days of school, thankfully, and somebody who's missed countless days of school, to no fault of their own, will have to sit the same Leaving Cert. So that's where my problem lies. Because how can you expect somebody who had the thankfulness and was so lucky to not have gotten COVID or contracted or been in close contact in comparison to a person who's been out countless times due to contracting it or being in close contact to sit the same paper? And another problem, I suppose, you've all heard it countless times. There are countless American teachers out at the moment, and I can not only say over the country, but even in my own school, there was actually a teacher who was out 3 weeks, a maths teacher, for a Leaving Cert class. Like, I just don't think it's feasible. I don't think it's sustainable to have teachers out for extended amounts of periods and to just simply think that posting work on a classroom, like an online classroom, such as Teams, if there are any Leaving Cert students listening, and for those of you who might inter to that, it's kind of like a platform where teachers can post homework. I don't think that's sustainable to have teachers post homework on that and simply think that that's okay. I've also started an Instagram page, and I know the older people listening might be like, oh, in all fairness, Instagram pages, what is that going to do? But
they're out of touch if they think that's Stacey, because it's the biggest thing in the world right now, that on TikTok.
I know, yeah, 100%, it seems to be. And that's why I actually, patients, I thought, look, if I want to in their feedback, I want to speak to them on a platform that they're going to be connected on. So I've heard countless stories on this Instagram page that I started with a load of other girls across Ireland. that a lot of people, once again, a lot of teachers are out, a lot of close contacts, so they can't come in. A lot of people have gotten COVID, so they can't come in. And I know I'm just kind of repeating the run-of-the-mill things that we've already heard in regards to this discourse. And I think a point that hasn't really been spoken about, I'm sorry, I'm kind of going on and on.
No, drive on, you're fine.
The one point that I think a lot of people don't think about, because it's in regards to the future, is the fact somebody who might have sat there leaving cert pre-COVID 2019, right, and I'm going to sit mine in 2022, regardless of what points I get or they get, say now I have many factors working against me. When we go, we might possibly go for the same job in years and years to come. And I think people really, they don't understand how important the leaving cert is these days. Like, if me and a candidate are going and running for the same position of a job, and if we're tied, if the employer can't really decide who to go for, ultimately they will look back at my leaving cert. So no matter what, I'm at a disadvantage in comparison to the Leaving Cert candidate from 2019. And fundamentally, no matter what government do, I don't think they can rectify that disadvantage that I'm put at. So that's the reason why I think predicted grades, the option of it, the hybrid model, would be the ideal solution.
Yeah. And would there be certain subjects that you'd be more confident about sitting the written paper in, and certain subjects that you'd prefer to take the predicted grades yourself now?
Yeah, 100%. Look, and I'm not naive, that is a major benefit to it. It's not the only benefit, but it is a major benefit. Myself, I'm much more of an arts-orientated person, kind of Irish history lenient. So for me, it would definitely be the likes of maths that I'd be hoping to not have to sit. Or on the flip side of it, people who are dependent on maths for the extra 25 points, if any of you listening are familiar with that.
Yeah.
If they're not that great at maths throughout the year, they could really, and their predicted grades would reflect that they weren't performing that well at maths, they could ultimately decide to sit the paper and cram a couple of weeks before, and then they'd get the benefit of having not only the predicted grades option, but the SAT option.
Yeah, and maybe a question, Stacey, if I could ask you, because it's a long time since I did my Leaving Cert, I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
So you get your predicted grade, and you get your written paper. Do you get both in each subject? Like, if you sit this, you sit Irish, you sit Honours Irish or whatever you're going to sit, and you do your exam paper, and then you get an assessed grade for the same subject. Are you allowed to decide which one you take, or do you automatically get the best of the two?
Well, that also last year, because I was only a failure. So what I'm actually gathering from that is that what the Department of Education and SCs actually decided on was each person, if whether you said SAT or they predicted, let's say...
That line is cracking up on us now. I was just getting into that question with you. The line is cracking up.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Maybe this is clearer now.
Yeah. Do you think do you get the best of the two?
Yeah, essentially. Sorry, I'm rambling. Essentially,
that's okay, you're fine. They told me you were nervous. God, if this is nervous, you're doing well. You know yourself now.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I know that at times radio can be quite controversial, but I just wanted to have a platform, and sometimes he offered me one to maybe put out an opinion that, because my mum actually said it to me when I was talking to her about it. She said, Stacey, like, a lot of people, if they don't have kids in Leaving Cert and they don't have relatives in Leaving Cert, why would they be thinking about it? So that's why I was so thankful to be able to come on.
You've done a super job. So for you, anyway, and you're heading into, is it the 9th of June?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's 149 days. So 149 days away. I think, Stacey, what you want, I think you want the government or the department or so make a decision and tell us what it is. Isn't that important?
Yeah, 1,000%, and you worded it brilliantly. I think a lot of it is the lack of clarity that Leaving Cert are, you know, finding so much stress from this situation because of that. And I feel like and I understand that the older people are making the decisions and they're the people in government, and why should they have to refer back to a load of teenagers? But we're the ones going to be sitting the exam, so to have that bit of clarity would be very much appreciated. And that's not solely for me, I suppose. That's solely for the people I've also heard back from. And I think the Instagram page that I've set up is currently at 800 followers or something like that. And I've heard countless feedback.
What's the name of that page, Stace?
Yeah, it's leaving.cert2022.
Leaving.cert.
Yeah. 2022.
2022. Well, people can go and find that. We have someone on the phone saying any employer would give you a job after that interview. You've done so well at putting your point.
Oh my God, that is just absolutely so touching. Here, thank you so much, and thanks to everyone for listening in. I really do appreciate that.
Okay, great talking to you, Stacey, and good luck when it comes around, and who knows, we might even talk between now and then again. Leaving.cert2022 is the Insta page. 149 days to the start of the Leaving Cert. And I think the message is very clear. No matter what they decide to do, I'm not qualified to tell them what to do. Stacey's not qualified to tell them what to do. She wants her point listened to. They need to make a decision. 149 days to go. They need to make a decision so that the people can prepare for the Leaving Cert of 2022.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.